The longest war in American history just got longer as President Obama announced today that he cannot withdraw troops in Afghanistan as he had planned.
President Obama once campaigned on ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Combat ended in Iraq 4 years ago. Last year, he declared the war in Afghanistan over. But today he announced that 5,500 troops there will stay a year more than planned till the president leaves office in 2017. They'll join a small embassy-based force that had planned on staying. At the White House today, the president had this message for the troops.
To our men and women in uniform, I know this means that some of you will rotate back into Afghanistan. With the end of our combat mission, this is not like 2010, when nearly 500 Americans were killed and many more were injured. But still, Afghanistan remains dangerous. 25 brave Americans have given their lives there this year. I do not send you into harm's way lightly.
As if to underscore that, today in southern Afghanistan, the Taliban overran two checkpoints, killing 29 Afghan border officers. Well, joining us by Skype is here now security analyst Jim Walsh. Jim, this has been under review for months. It may, though, be a surprise to some Americans. How would you characterize this?
Well, I think it's a disappointment for the president. He would have preferred for legacy, if not for national security, to go ahead and end this and get U.S. troops out of harm's way. But I think the realities, political and military on the ground, forced his hand here. And there's a little political upside for him, even though I think he would prefer, just as soon prefer, to withdraw those troops. But if he were to withdraw them and Afghanistan were to immediately collapse after Afghanistan directly requested from the U.S. that those troops stay a little while longer, that wouldn't have been very good for his legacy either. So I think at the end of the day, he had to do the prudent thing. And in this case, that was extending U.S. troops in Afghanistan, unfortunately.
Well, we saw recently the fall of Kunduz to the Taliban, a resurgent Taliban. But remind us, what's going on here? Because we're reading both that some Taliban fighters are now also sympathizers to ISIS, the Islamic State, but also that the Taliban is fighting the Islamic State in Afghanistan. So what's going on?
Well, I think one thing Americans should always remind themselves, whether they're thinking about Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq or almost anywhere, the teams aren't fixed. In a world of fractured states and non-state actors, allegiances shift depending on the battle, depending on the leader, what's at stake. And so you have in Syria, in Afghanistan and elsewhere, you'll have people who will fight on your side one day. And they'll be the people you fight against on the next day. My own intuition would be the Taliban will not welcome ISIL or ISIS. They will represent a competitor with a different ideology. And so they may be cooperating at certain points through this struggle, but eventually they're going to turn on each other. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Well, and the thinking might be on the part of the U.S. and other allies that it's not so much trying to tamp down the Taliban, but that the Taliban won't be able to fight off ISIS, and there will be another state following Iraq and Syria, Afghanistan, trying to fight off ISIS. So that may be the concern. But meanwhile, where are we here? There are currently 3,000 troops in Iraq. In June, the White House sent an additional 450 back to Iraq to train and advise Iraqi and tribal troops fighting al-Qaeda and ISIS there in Iraq. The troops in Afghanistan, we knew they'd been advising the Afghan troops. Will it be more of the same of what the troops are doing in Iraq?
I would expect their missions to, yes, be training and advising, but also occasionally engaging in war fighting. Special operations missions, if there's a terrorist target or people who've been kidnapped that need saving, those sorts of operations, airstrikes, drones, counterterrorism, the full spectrum of things. Obviously, you want the Afghan army to be at the pointed end of the spear doing most of this work, but it's hard to imagine, given Taliban recent advances, that the U.S. is simply going to do only training. When you're with troops, if those troops come under fire, you got to fire back.
Well, this is obviously going to have an impact on military families who expected their loved ones to come home. But just a quick question, what does it mean geopolitically? Do you think that Russia's entry into the Syrian war is a factor in President Obama's decision to put more troops in Afghanistan?
I would guess this. First, Russia and Afghanistan have a long history together. They're a player. But I think what's really driving this at the end of the day is the fragility of the Afghan army, the Taliban, on the move again. So it's real. This is really about fighting the Taliban more than anything else.
Well, fighting the Taliban and strengthening the country so they don't fall to ISIS as well.
Your point is right. It's about fighting them, but it's also about supporting this Afghan government, this post-Karzai government, to see if they can make a run at it and really try to govern. That's the million-dollar question here, and we don't have an answer to that yet.
Here now, security analyst Jim Walsh, research associate at the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thank you as always.
Thank you.